When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Great to have you here on the Clark Howard Show, where it's about you learning ways to save more and spend less. And don't let anyone ever rip you off. Our websites, Clark.com and ClarkDeals.com. One of the popular features we have on Clark.com is a guide we continually update on the best cell phone plans from the big three, and then cell phone plans from companies that most people have never heard of. Well, I want to tell you something crazy. The American Customer Satisfaction Index that rates how satisfied people are with different organizations, one of the fields that they rate is the cell phone industry. And there's a cell phone company that over the years, people say to me, Clark, why don't you talk about this company? They're the greatest. So I'm about to. Consumer Cellular in the American Customer Satisfaction Index got by far the highest score on customer satisfaction. Nobody was close to them. They have such a special emphasis on customer service, and not necessarily the cheapest rate plans. If you're a heavy user of data, they're not for you. But for a more moderate user of data, Consumer Cellular offers a decent deal and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Now, number two is a company that has never been part of it before and is a surprise. It's Xfinity. Comcast, Xfinity Mobile got the second highest score of any cellular player. Both of these much higher than the ratings from T-Mobile, Verizon, or AT&T. Now, in terms of who came in next, Straight Talk, which is a very polarizing organization. It is a joint venture of Walmart and a guy named Carlos Slim, who used to be the world's wealthiest person. He's still a really rich zillionaire. But anyway, this is something sold at Walmart or sold at Straight Talk's website and came in third place of all the various cell phone companies tested by the American Customer Satisfaction Index. Next was T-Mobile. T-Mobile had a meaningfully higher customer satisfaction rating than Verizon or AT&T, and T-Mobile, of the big three, tends to offer cheaper rate plans, and in particular, I think I mentioned recently, an enormous advantage with T-Mobile is the plan for people 55 and over, which is an incredible screaming deal from them. And when you think about someone who uses a moderate amount of volume of cell phone service or light, there are really great choices from companies you really have never heard of, I'm sure, that you can see on our guide at Clark.com. Matt is with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Clark. How's it going?
Great. Thank you, Matt. How can I serve you?
So my wife and I are working on paying off some student loans. We've got about $60,000 that we're working through. We just paid off my wife's car. And we're currently renting, but we want to know if we should just continue to rent while we pay off these loans, or are we missing out on the awesome interest rates that are out there right now?
Yeah, that is a difficult puzzle. Can I ask approximately what's your combined family income?
We make combined about $120,000 right now.
Okay, so you're making double the student loan debt. Okay.
Yes.
And do you know what interest rates your student loans are carrying?
Yeah, they're between 3% and 7%.
Okay. So if you've ever heard me talk about this, the emphasis needs to be on the 7%ers. The 3% loans, the absolute minimum you're allowed to pay, you want to pay.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to devote your efforts to the highest interest rate student loan you've got. And then once you wipe that one out, the next one up. Please tell me the heaviest amount of your student loans are at lower rates, not the higher ones. Can you tell me that or no?
No, my wife's is a big chunk, and that is at about 5%. And mine are the ones that are closer to the 7% range that are, you know, in the $2,000-$4,000 range.
Okay, so those... that's got to be a priority for you.
Okay.
Because that is a heavier burden than what we're talking about with what you might be experiencing with mortgage rates as you look forward. How much are you as a couple able right now as a renter to pay towards these student loans each month? Not what they ask for, but what you can really realistically as a couple pay towards these.
We are getting closer to the $3,000 a month range.
That's fantastic. That's absolutely fantastic. So you are going to be able to get these into a completely manageable standpoint. And if I was thinking about ratios, right now it's 50% of annual income. I would say that if you looked at buying a house next spring, you'd be at a point where you would have cut these loan balances somewhere into the upper 20s, mid to upper 20s total owed, and you would have gotten rid of the higher interest rate ones, I'd say that would be completely a green light time for you to proceed with buying a home.
Okay.
There's now, very unlikely anything that will happen, although it's always hard to predict, but it's very unlikely anything would happen in the intervening, let's say, 8 to 10 months till you start looking for a home that would drive rates up to a point that you're going to want to beat your head against a wall.
Makes sense. Now, where would that leave us as far as a down payment? I'm in the school of thought that I want to get as close to 20% as possible. Now, with paying off student loans, obviously our savings account is not as large as it could be.
Sure.
What would you say, should we just go ahead and rent even another year after that? Do you think that would
be something?
No,
I don't want you to keep putting it off. If you could set a target of 10% that you could put down, you could then get what's known as an 80-10-10 loan, which would still help you avoid private mortgage insurance, which is the big benefit of 20% down. You take out a first mortgage for 80% of the purchase price, a second mortgage for 10% or home equity line, depending on what's available or loan. And then the other 10% is your down payment.
Awesome.
So I think you could completely set, you're setting a clear goal. The goal is to be able to buy a home next spring. You know that what you need to do is cut this student loan debt by half, and you're on your way.
Thank you so much, Clark. We just appreciate everything that you do for everybody, and every time I think about spending money, I just put on a podcast and you kind of set me straight.
So do I do that with guilt or encouragement? Which is it you get from me?
I think a little bit of both.
All right. Well, that means I'm doing my job. If I am able to sneak in some guilt with a combination of encouragement, I've done things right. Susan's with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hi, Susan.
Hello, Clark. How are you?
Great. Thank you, Susan. I understand that something I've recommended to you has caused you a problem.
Well, not so much of a problem as an irritation, I would say.
Let me hear.
Okay. So I went on to Credit Karma. I've been a Credit Karma member for many years. And I saw where you had said that they had like pre-approved credit card offers and personal loan offers. So I thought, well, okay, I would like to consolidate some of my debt to a lower interest rate. So there was a number of personal loan offers underneath of the credit card offers. And so I looked at them, but I never clicked the box that said take offer. All I did was click on where it said learn more. And I really didn't think anything of it until I started getting a bunch of emails from these creditors saying that, well, we can't complete your application because your reports are frozen, as you told us to do, especially since I was a victim of identity theft. And I was like, wait a minute, I never applied for anything. So I'm confused as to how that happened.
So, all right, what I'm guessing, and I'll be a guinea pig too. I'll go through and I'll click on, so you did the debt consolidation thing? Is that?
Yeah, like where they had like a bunch of personal loan offers.
Yeah.
And, you know, like for a cheaper interest rate than what I'm paying on my cards.
Sure. Okay. So I will be, I'll do it too and see if I then get deluged with offers. So you didn't apply for any of them. You just,
no.
You just looked at them. And then before
correct.
You knew it, you were getting barraged with people who wanted to sell you loan consolidations.
That's exactly right. So on the website where those personal loan offers are, there's like, I don't know, 8 or 10 of them. And they say, we can lend you up to X number of dollars and your interest rate could be as low as whatever it was. And then underneath of that, there's a place where you can click that says learn more. And then it goes into more detail about however long you might take it for and what their interest rates are. And off to the right, there is a box to click that says take offer. I never clicked that take offer box.
All right. So I'm looking right now. I got to give you bad news. Before you even get to that step, there's this thing that comes up that says, we're on the lookout for better rates. We'll share your profile information with participating partners from time to time to see if you have offers. When we find offers we think you'd like, we'll send you alerts. So they tell you up front, if you go through that shopping exercise, even not clicking on any of the actual offers, they've already told you that they're going to make your information available to people that are paying.
Oh, okay. I see what the deal is.
Now, what's funny is it says no sales calls. So did you get only emails or did you get actual phone calls?
No, I got emails.
Okay.
Like a bunch of them.
Yeah, so that seems like what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened to you is looks like what they're intending to happen to you. And I think that they go back and look at it. Because you won't go to the step where it's then going to generate all that. But you'll see this thing that tells you that they're going to share information with participating partners. And that's where you end up with getting the one email after another after another. And I hope those have not been too much of a hassle for you.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Ricky is with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hi, Ricky.
Hello, how are you today?
Great, thank you. Ricky, you got a question for me about not wanting to lug around a phone everywhere.
Yes, I'd like to get some type of a smartwatch.
Okay, and there are many available. Do you use an iPhone or an Android?
Android.
So with an Android, you got tons of choices. What do you want the smartwatch exactly to do for you?
Okay, I'm glad you asked, because although I do swim frequently throughout the week and do water aerobics, I need something to be water resistant, but I also mainly want to use it so that if I'm a senior and I live on my own. If I were to not have my phone in my hand and I tripped or fell or needed to be able to make a phone call, I'd like to be able to have that smartwatch where I could call for help. And that's the main purpose that I would want it for.
Well, then I like the idea of you, with everything you said, looking at the Samsung Galaxy Active, which is designed for athletes and would allow you to use it as a companion. As long as your smartphone is close enough, you're able to make and receive calls on the watch. It uses a proprietary Samsung communication called Tizen that communicates to your phone, and it's especially easier. Do you use a Samsung Android or another Android?
Yes, I'm on Samsung.
So I like that. It wouldn't have to be one that has its own cellular to it. As long as the phone is close by over Bluetooth, you're able to use the watch to do your communicating.
And I also would like to have something that's got a decent battery. Some of them only have 12 to 18 hours, and I would like to have a good battery with it.
You'll find that the Galaxy Active will make it through a day. You just charge it each night just like you charge your smartphone.
All right. So the Samsung Active.
So the Actives are street price around $200.
Right. And I have one on hold that's $199, so
yeah.
And free shipping. So, okay, well, good. I'm glad that you and I agree on the same thing.
Yeah, I think that's the answer, because the alternative, you can have a smartwatch that has cellular built into it, and then you don't even have to have your phone anywhere. You can use the watch completely as a standalone cellular, but you end up then having to pay more for the watch. And you have a monthly bill for cellular, and I don't want you to have to do all that. Now, there is the cheap person's version of it, which is you have a cellular watch, and anything that has cellular can make a 911 call, but not every emergency you might have would be appropriate for a 911 call. But that is the alternative. Glad you're with us here on the Clark Howard Show, where it's about your empowerment with knowledge so you can keep more of what you have. And there was something that I was very interested in that happened in Florida recently in the city of Tampa. The city has been testing closing some of the downtown streets, and Tampa has a grid pattern, and so it's very supportive to this and not inhibiting people's movement in vehicles, but they did it to create space for restaurants to be able to have proper spacing so that they could have higher capacity, and also so that people moving on bicycles would be able to get around. I don't know if you know this, but the riding of bicycles around the United States has skyrocketed in urban areas. You know, a huge percent of the nation's population lives in urban areas. And obviously, somebody who lives in an outer ring suburb or lives in a rural part of the country, this is irrelevant to you. But for many people who live in urban and close-in suburban areas, people are not comfortable or confident getting back on public transit. And I saw an item recently that the sale of electric bikes in the United States has roughly doubled in the last year. And these are bikes people are not riding for exercise. They're riding to be able to commute on them. And so people with a commute of up to about 12 miles are able to get through traffic pretty easily, because in many metro areas now there's more and more networks of bike paths or bike lanes, and people are able to avoid congregating on a bus, or in cities they have subways, on subways where the exposure to coronavirus could be a real danger, and commute by yourself. I mean, people want to ride a regular bike and get exercise, more power to them. And most electric bikes will allow you to ride electric assist, bike only, or electric only, where they have three different modes. I have an electric bike that I got at Costco. They've had one on sale recently that's a heavy-duty frame kind of bike that is $999, which is really more than I wanted to spend, but people love that bike. And so it makes it possible to get around on that bike. It goes about 20 miles an hour and has very long range. And that's kind of what you're going to see with electric bikes as a way to get around. And a number of cities around the country have, over the last few months, partially closed roads to vehicles, allowing vehicles still to have space, but giving more space to alternative ways of people getting around, because it is apparently going to be a clear part of our future. In the past, you know, you put in a bike lane, there just weren't enough people doing it to justify taking away a lane of traffic for cars. But I think that coronavirus in many metro areas, and particularly those that have never really thought this way in the South, Southwest, are going to implement bike lanes and bike paths is a way of giving people another way to commute. Carolyn is with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hello, Carolyn.
Well, yes, Clark, I sure hope that you can help me out, and I appreciate you having me on your program. I am having some difficulties with my merchant servicer. I own a shop here in Portland, Oregon, and I'm running anywhere between $15,000 and $22,000 a month through the credit card system, and they are not getting my discount rates anything below 2.5%. And I'm wondering if you had any suggestions as to where I could turn to get better rates and better customer service. Their customer service is just deplorable.
Well, you know, that's always been an issue with merchant processors. They've always been sales-oriented organizations and not service-oriented. They always want to get you into a contract, and then once you're in a contract, really just take advantage of you. And that's something that you have experienced, so many other people have. And you are in Portland, which is a big Costco market. You know, Costco has merchant processing for its business members. And okay, if somebody's presenting a non-premium credit card, their clear rate is 1.22% plus 12 cents per transaction.
Okay.
Now, one thing, though, a lot of your customers, do you deal with a more affluent customer or no?
You know, it's a real wide range.
So your more affluent customers are going to be carrying premium credit cards that you're going to pay 2%, 1.99. Plus, instead of 12 cents, you pay 25 cents, I think is what it is.
Okay.
You have them quote you, not me, because, you know, right, it gets very technical on the merchant services. But with the volume you're running, you want to get that percent down into the ones, obviously.
Yes.
Because that's a huge expense for you. It may be your second or third largest expense at your business if you're running over $20,000 a month in charges through.
Right.
So almost always businesses are going to do better on merchant clear rates with the Sam's Club program for Sam's Club business members or the Costco program for Costco business members than you do negotiating on your own with any of the bank merchant processors. Ron is with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hello, Ron.
Hey, Clark. How you doing?
Great. Thank you, Ron. You have a modern conundrum to run by me.
Exactly. That's the way I was thinking about it, too.
What exactly is a conundrum? It works in your case. I don't know where that word comes from.
Yeah, so I have a wad of cash. I don't know what to do with it, and it's definitely a modern problem. So taking your advice, I do all my banking online. I've sold some stuff around the house that I don't use anymore for cash, and I like using rewards based credit cards to make purchases. So ideally, I like to take this cash and put it in my bank account or PayPal account or something, and then obviously use it to pay off credit cards and other things, but I have this cash, and because I do online banking, that's sort of the one downside I've seen of using online banking is you can't deposit cash. So what can I do with this cash?
So I have two solutions for you. One of them was suggested by a listener about a year ago with the online banks that won't take cash, is that you do your deposit with your phone, I assume, when you get a check?
Exactly.
Yeah. So if you go buy a money order with the cash, money orders, depending on where you buy them, they'll cost 49 cents, 99 cents, whatever. You then have a negotiable instrument you can deposit into your online account.
And okay.
And buy money orders almost anywhere.
Got it. Okay.
Now, the other suggestion that I have is where if you have a friend who you really trust and they trust you, you can, if they'll take your cash and give you a check made out to you that you could deposit, that's the even easier way to do it.
Right.
But it is a problem with the discount brokers don't accept cash anymore. You have to have a check. The online banks, you have to have some form of check or negotiable instrument like a money order. So that is the easiest solution for the rare occasions when you've got a pile of cash, you got to ditch. Which do you think you'll do, Ron?
I'll probably go to a friend or family member and have them deposit it in a big bank, local branch, because they still have an account. So I'll have them help solve my problem.
Yeah, see, I think that's the easiest way. That's what family and friends are for, right? Shannon's with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Clark. I appreciate you taking my call, and I wanted to thank you and your team for the service that you provide.
Well, you're kind to say that. So you got an airline ticketing nightmare, huh?
Yes. We had planned a family vacation for our family of four to Colorado, and due to some extenuating circumstances, my adult son cannot make the trip. So I don't know if there's any way that I could negotiate with the airlines for a refund or a voucher for future travel. And also, I don't know if I need to alert them that one of our party is not going to be on the flight.
If you're all booked, is you said how many people on the?
Four.
And were you all booked on the same reservation?
Yes.
So you do need to tell the airline that one of you is not going. And
okay.
They're not going to give you any money back.
Sure.
But is there any chance that the credit card you use to purchase the tickets has any kind of coverage that comes with it?
Yes, it is one of your favorites that you recommend.
Ah, well, you should see, go to the credit card website and see if they have any trip cancellation or trip interruption coverage included with the credit card.
I did not even think of that. That is a great idea.
And that's something I recommend because, all airlines except Southwest make tickets non-refundable, non-changeable, and charge those massive junk fees. And yeah. So using a credit card to purchase the tickets gets you the free travel coverage is really useful. Now, it doesn't cover any reason, any circumstances. Each card has its own covered circumstances. But
okay.
Otherwise, how much was the ticket for each of you?
It wasn't too bad. It was under $300 each.
Yeah, but walking away from $300, that's a lot of money to walk away from.
It is. It is. So I didn't want to walk away from it. And I also didn't want to be dinged, from the airlines if one of our party couldn't make it. So as long as you say that, we can just notify them that they won't charge us because one of our party is not going to make it, then that's good.
Yeah. So there's no, the people who are going to, three out of four of you that are taking the trip, as long as you show up when you're supposed to, you fly out and back when you're supposed to, you're fine. Now you said 300. Now what's interesting about that is on, is this on one of the three full fare airlines, American, United, Delta?
Yes.
All right. So with them, there's a $200 penalty for not using a ticket unless it's that discount coach, for lack of a better term, that they call basic economy, in which case it doesn't matter why you don't come, you lose all the money.
Okay, it is basic economy.
All right, so that money is toast unless there's a covered circumstance with a credit card used.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate this advice.
I wish I had better news and easier answer for you.
Well, you've given me hope, so we'll take it from there.
Okay, and again, this is the big advantage of flying Southwest Airlines, is that if you can't take a trip, it doesn't cost 1 cent to have use of that money for up to 1 year. That there's no penalties for change or cancellation at all. John joins us on the Clark Howard Show. Hello, John. How are you doing?
Great. This is a big honor, Clark. Thank you.
Well, it's great to have you here, and I'm honored to speak with you. What's going on?
Well, my wife has had to get back a few months ago, cut back to part-time. And so we cut the cord and then also downgraded our internet connection. And then we tried it out at that slower speed. And I decided, well, that it's going to work. So I decided to sign a 12-month contract at $50 a month for that internet. And I didn't know if that was... I'm still in my 30 days cancellation period, and I wasn't sure, because you've talked about T-Mobile's 5G internet offering.
If you've got a 12-month lock-in at $50 a month and what you're using is working for you, let the 12 months run. Let that clock run, because we're in a shakeout time period for the new wireless internet to the home, like T-Mobile is doing right now. You know, that's their same price that they've been offering where it's available is $50 a month. So there's no price advantage for you right now going to T-Mobile from your cable operator. So I would say what you do is, like, when you're 11 months into this, that's when you start looking around and seeing if 5G has brought a viable competitor to your monopoly cable company where you live. And that would be the point at which I would be very nervous about signing any kind of new contract with a cable company.
Okay, well, that's kind of where I was leaning, and that's where I guess I'll stay there.
And so for your video content, what did you decide to go to when you cut out pay TV, traditional pay TV?
Sling had offered a 3-month intro, so I signed up with them.
And have you been happy with the channel offerings with them?
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, the lack of local channels is a little bit of an issue, but for the most part, we can get what we want on the antenna for the most part. We don't get every channel that we want, but it's good enough, especially for the, probably like $1,000 a year we'll save, so...
Isn't that amazing? I mean, think about how fantastic that is when you go from what you've been paying to save $1,000 a year. So have you heard me talk about Locast?
I do not believe I have yet.
All right, I want you to look at Locast, locast.org.
Okay.
And it's a free co-op that you can choose to make a donation to if you wish, or you can just get it for free. That now for about a third of the population of the United States now offers as a stream free local channels for you. So that is that's something that's going to spread all around the country, where right over a stream you'll be able to get your locals for nothing. And if, again, this is being subsidized by an individual who wanted people to be able to cut the cord. He's doing this as like a charitable endeavor, but if you want to donate any money to him to help make it happen, that's great too. You're listening to the Clark Howard Show. Thanks for joining us today. The Clark Howard Show is produced by Kim Drobes, Joel Larsgaard, Deborah Reese, and Jim Ayers. And remember, 24 hours a day, we're there to serve you at Clark.com and ClarkDeals.com.